Hello, ladies and gentlemen, and once again, I welcome you to our Instruct Show. As always, I am your host, Arian J, and today, we have got one of the most hottest of topics in today's generation for us all, and which is the matter of heartbreak. And what is heartbreak exactly? Well, most likely you have heard of it, or most likely you have experienced it yourself. Let me just tell you guys, I have the quite experience in this one. And so I have gone through many of these different scenarios, playing it out all the time. And, you know, I have this one thing in where it's not a bad thing because it happens regularly. It happens out of nowhere. And at times you don't even know what just happened. And suddenly you receive a text from her and she says, "Sorry, we cannot continue this anymore." And so it is exactly exaggerated. Of course, at times you both exaggerate. Or maybe just because you two don't get along as well, in which is the best thing for both of you. At times, it is just like nonsensical. Like you yourself, you don't even understand where it came from because everything been going really well. And so the other person suddenly decides this is the best thing they can do for themselves, and so they want to keep on living. I mean, this is great for you and all, but why do we have to experience such thing? Why do we have to go through heartbreak while the other person does not even give a fuck? Well, this is a really good question because people are different. We're all different, and at times heartbreak happens for those who are most likely to be in love with the other person, who are feeling this kind of emotions every day, and they are so attached to it, to a point where they cannot really understand what is their brain telling them, what they can do in this exact same scenario. Do they keep on begging, or do they just accept it and move on? At times, moving on is not really that easy. Me, myself, my first time ever breaking up with my girl, I was just like, God, I cannot do this anymore. I don't want to do it anymore. I don't want to go just to someone else and say, you know what, I want to keep on doing this. I want to keep on doing this. And, you know, it is like a repeating cycle of you trying your best, of you trying your absolute best to be this ultimate version of yourself. You want to go to someone and ask them out, but at times this confidence you once had is nowhere to be found, and which is the worst kind of thing that can ever happen to you or to me personally. One thing for sure, I did experience it. And I am still to this very day thinking of all the moments we shared. Things we'd be done to each other. Oh my God. I mean, you know, the feelings you two shared. And this feeling of you two being safe around each other, telling you guys how you should feel, what you have done every day, and how is your day going? Just someone calling you every day and telling you how is your day going. Are you all right? Do you need anything else? This is the best feeling in the world, but it comes with its own measures. Measures which both of you, by your standards, by the words you tell to each other, by things you tell to each other, by feelings you two have for each other, you're sharing between you two. For me personally, what I did experience was something like that. She just suddenly didn't like me anymore. She just suddenly made a decision to leave the relationship just for me. And so I was really shocked by it, and I was not able to think properly because I was actually in love. I was really feeling it. I was really into it. I felt as if I had something which no one else could ever have. I thought I had something which was really valuable to me, and with losing it, I lost a part of myself. I lost this confidence I once had. I lost this power of will which I had going on, pressing this pressure. I just had this power, but now I have nothing. The power of heartbreak is really shown by how much it could hurt you or how much it could be used to your advantage at times. Me personally, I do like to use it at my advantage, to my advantage. I do like to use it as a power up, to make myself believe once again, to make myself be able to fight back. It doesn't matter if it is the most wonderful girl you have ever met. It doesn't matter if you two had the best relationship ever. The thing is, you have to move on. You have to admit that things have to go wrong before they can ever go right. Me, myself, once I experienced this one feeling, I was just really confused because it was never logical. I did try my absolute best to make them stay, to make them be with me, and to make them love me, to make them appreciate the person I am today, even if I am not the best version of myself yet. Because I am trying, and I am yet again trying every day to make the best absolute version of myself. This is what I own to myself, to my family, to my friends who believe in me, who love me for who I am. I have to make that right. And so for many people, they do not understand this. For many, they might not want to be with you. So you have to give them the right to go along with their own plans. But heartbreak is something that is never logical. You might tell yourself, well, I am great. Why do I feel sad? Or why do I feel as if I want to throw myself off a cliff? I mean, I did feel that way exactly. I was like, it is over. I am never gonna love again. And I did. To this very day, I am still falling in love with many people in my life, even if they are not really that close to me. I do still see a stranger walking alongside me, and then I fall in love with her. You see, it is not a big deal. You falling in love once only allows you to love more and for longer term. If something fails, if you fail at something, if you fail at doing something, even if it is your fault, even if it is your fault that the relationship is now ended, in which you have to try to be stronger, you have to be better, you have to get it, you have to process everything that ever happened, you have to go along and search for all these different puzzle pieces, and then attach them to each other. Tell yourself that it's another chance, it's another day. I can be better than yesterday and I can do much better. Even if there's this one girl waiting for you out there, slowly but surely getting close to you and to your own future, then you have to make it right. Then you have to be with her. Then you have to be the best boyfriend, husband, or whatever that can she ever trust or be with. I am not saying I am the best boyfriend ever. Of course not. I have my own flaws. I got my own issues. I got my own insecurities. And I, like everyone else, I do make mistakes because I am a human being. No one is perfect. And seeking out for perfection always leads you to disappointment. Do not do this to yourself. Never ever expect perfection from someone. Because we're all doomed. We're all doomed to be corpses. We're all doomed for a life of pain and misery. Let's make it right for each other. Let's be kind to each other. Let's be willing to change and make the change. Let's be ourselves. Just make it all about making and healing this world a better place for everyone else. For ourselves, for our children, for our grandchildren. This is my own belief. This is my belief system. And it goes on with my blood. It is in my veins. And I do believe it 100%. I do not believe in any religion. I do not believe in any god, false god, real god. I do believe in humanity, in us being the best versions of ourselves. And overall, I do believe that we all deserve a second chance in life. We all deserve to be treated right. We all deserve to be ourselves in a relationship, to be able to love unconditionally. And so the other person can love you the same way. They can be with you. They can stay with you. You have someone to believe in. You have someone to rely on. This is the most beautiful feeling ever. And if you have achieved this, or man or women, whoever you are listening to this one episode, I am telling you, you're more than lucky to have this person right beside you. It's the most valuable thing nowadays. Because people are moving on from each other real fast. They do not value each other and they just move on really easily. And at times, the other person who is maybe willing to stay, they would do the other thing and they would do it again to someone else when they're next in a relationship. They would leave them for no particular reason, just to make it like as if it is a kind of revenge. They make it up to be a revenge thing, but the other person, you're just breaking their hearts. This is exactly why this episode I called it Matter of Heartbreak, because I am now feeling this way exactly. I have gone through it, and to this very day I am still feeling it. Because I don't know what I did wrong, I don't know what just happened, suddenly everything just had an open ending. And I didn't even know what I did wrong. What was the reason? I mean, we could have made it work, of course. We could have made it work, but at times you should not blame it all on yourself. The thing is, everyone else, they have control over their own lives. They can make decisions for themselves. For who they want to be with and why do they want to be with someone. Me feeling this way is only because I am a romance. I am a romantic guy. I'm this kind of guy who just wants to be with this one person, and this one person needs to love them back. I do expect this girl to be special, but not beyond imagination, or she could be like the best woman ever I have seen in my own entire life. No, I do not expect such thing. The only thing I expect from her is to stay, to love me back, with all my good, with all my bad. She needs to be with me. And if someone has left you, let me just tell you this, and if someone has just left you, and if you have gone through this kind of a break, if you have gone through it, and if you're feeling it to this very day, then let me tell you, it is much better that it had an open ending. Because at times, people do not really want to tell you themselves that they cannot keep on going with you. They cannot be with you. And they just keep on using you, taking advantage of you, making a fool of it of you. Well, it is much better that you already know. You know it, and you won't waste your time over this one person. You can at least go out there and maybe find her. Maybe it's someone else who can be miles, miles better than the other person. You deserve better. I deserve better. We all do. We are human beings. We need love, and we're living to give love. This is this one thing where we are human beings, and this is in our nature. We need to be kind. We need to be real kind to those people around us. We need to be willing to make something out of nothing. To be creative. To give life to something dead and soulless. We have to be this kind of person in today's world. Because every day I feel as if something is slipping away. More and more. Each day something is slipping away out of me. Out of my soul. Out of my belief. As if, well, I am looking at all these people out there. I see nothing. I only see their eyes, but there is no light in it. I don't see them as creative, breathing beings. I don't see them as human beings. I see them as sculptures. I see them as meaningless existence. I do not know how to describe this one feeling to you. I do not know how to express it to anyone else, but the way I feel, I do not think anyone else can ever feel it. I do not think anyone can ever feel this way without going through a heartbreak, going through a really deep heartbreak in which has left nothing out of them. But I am willing to change. I am willing to make the effort. And so everyone else, so you as well, you're willing to make the change. You're willing to make yourself a better version of you previously. Like maybe I am Orion 2.0, or maybe you're, I don't know, Scarlet 2.0, who knows? The thing is, as human beings, we all do mistakes. We all go through lives of us breaking us every day. And so the thing is, I do really like you to keep on going. Heartbreak is something that is hard to go through, of course, and I am not telling you just be strong and face it like a man. No, I am not telling you this. Even though at times it really works, I mean, be brave and then you're out of nowhere, a brave man. Be brave, be willing to make a change. Learn from your previous mistakes. Seek seek out for people who are actually in your life and they're giving you life and energy. Be the one everyone else needs you to be. But do not exhaust yourself to the limit where you cannot give love anymore. Be yourself. Be loving. Be caring. Be charismatic. Be funny. Be alive. This is the thing I do really appreciate about us as human beings. This is the most beautiful thing ever. Because human beings can make decisions for themselves. And we're not forced to do anything nowadays. We do not have to be with someone because only we like their smile. We do not have to be with someone at all. And we can keep on living without a problem. All right. But if someone is making this one choice to be with us for the rest of their lives, this is what really matters. This is what is really beautiful about romance, about being a romantic. It is what I do love about it. That's why I fell in love with poems, with quotes from different philosophers, from us reading all about their books and about writers. Their passion in writing what they have created in their own heads. Those brilliant minds gathering all these different words and information just to make out something spectacular out of it. We're human beings and this is what makes it so beautiful. Because there is no reason for what we're doing today. There is no reason in what we're doing every day. It is all nonsense. It is all for no reason. We do not have to do anything. And so you question yourself, why should we ever get into something like this? Why should we ever want such thing? I mean, it is only a waste of time, as I said. I mean, of course, it can be a waste of time, or it can be for someone you truly love, for someone you care and you want to spend a lifetime with. This is the only time in the history of forever that we can ever live, that we can ever exist. We are out of flesh and blood. We are existing now. We are existing right now. We won't exist 100 years from now. We won't exist maybe even 50 years from now. But we exist today and we are alive. We are breathing. We are not corpses just yet. Isn't this enough to make you love this one person you want to love? From the bottom of your heart, make it as beautiful, make it as passionate, make it as valuable as it comes. I mean, me myself, personally, I do look forward into the future. I do believe whoever comes along, they would bring joy and happiness into my life. I do believe I would make the right choice to make my wife to be the only thing, the very thing I have ever wanted from a spouse. Me personally, if you ask me, where do you see yourself from 20 years from now? Where do you see yourself? Well, I see myself in multitude of places. I see myself achieving things I have always wanted. I see myself being the kind of man I have always wished to be. I see myself on top of the hill. I see myself with my kids, with my friends, with my family, looking forward into what I am doing every day. Being the change I want to see in the world. This is the only thing I see myself doing. And if there is this one thing I want from my future is to leave behind this one thing out of myself. My legacy. My greater soul for the next generation. To leave it there so someone can learn from my story and they can go on along even stronger. I am only inspiration, not a long-lasting thing. I am only here temporary, as you guys are. We all are. I mean, everything else around us, it is all temporary. It is never permanent. It is never staying. It is never going to keep on living. But the thing is, we can leave this one thing behind, kindness, love and care and passion, so everyone else can understand what we have gone through, what we did to be alive every day. Why are we not suicidal? Why are we not gonna kill ourselves every day because of the things that are happening to us? Life is overwhelming. Everyday life is painful, and it is such a gray area which you can see nothing. Even finding the one you love can be a painful roller coaster to go through. You trying to find the one, you trying to mash your head against the wall every now and then. You going along the plan, but still making quite the progress. But things always go wrong. Things always seem to be as disappointing as they come. I do get it. I am just the same as you guys. I am the same. I am feeling the same way. But everyday life is a new adventure. It is what makes me tick. Because tomorrow, I am looking forward into writing another quote from a philosopher. I am looking forward into reading my book or playing a game. I do like playing Elden Ring, by the way. I love it right now. I am playing Elden Ring, and it's just, wow, chef's kiss. And me enjoying the whole damn story behind it. I know the lore is really complicated, but I am enjoying it. I am looking forward to kissing my mom when I come home. I am looking forward to meeting my dad. I am looking forward to going home and seeing all my family together. Even if they are maybe separated, but who gives a fuck? I love them both. They have done things that are unfair to me, but I still love them unconditionally. Everyday life is a chance for me to be better, and I do want to be better. Only because someone is not forced to be with you doesn't mean you have to force them into being with you. The one who loves you the most won't have a reason to leave you, because every time they think of themselves as they want to stay with you. This is the only thing. You two wanting to be with each other and face this fucking world head on. To be able to be strong, willing to be there for each other. Heartbreak, of course, as I said, it is painful. But it is not impossible to get through. It is not impossible to reimagine. Work on yourself. It is not impossible to move on. And to your life, to your own life, for your own sake, move on. Be willing to end it there. Because you're a human being. You're beautiful. You're wonderful. You're valuable. Your life matters. Your time, your life, your tears, they all matter. They all matter. So do not waste it for people who do not even give a shit. You matter. Hear this one thing from me. Because me, myself, every time I am telling myself, well, Aaron, you matter. After all, you have tried your best. Even though this one relationship is over. But you have tried your best and the other person is appreciating it. And even if they are not, then fuck it. I am happy that I tried, that I was willing to open my heart into the open wound. I am loving facing life head on. I am loving living. I love life, even if I am living in this country nowadays. Even if I am feeling like I am trapped. Even if I can't do so many things I really wanted to do this very day. I am still willing to make the change. I am still willing to go out with my friends and hang out sometimes. I am still smiling. I am still living. I am still breathing. After all these things I've gone through, there is nothing that can ever stop me except death. And even in death, I would still be more powerful than ever. And so guys, thank you so much for hearing today's episode. Hopefully you have enjoyed it as much as I did. And as always, give me your own feedback. Whatever ideas you ever had or topics of the day, just tell me and DM me on Instagram or maybe Twitter. Or even maybe leave a comment on Spotify if you're listening to it there. And so guys, till the next episode.